You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hello and welcome back this Sunday evening to Perspectives. Glad to have you listening tonight. You know, Perspectives, I would consider as one of the most intelligent, you know, rich, real, and unbiased show on the radio. You know, it's really more than a show. It's a marriage of cutting-edge knowledge, definite humor, intelligent banter, and successful life-enhancing tools that, when implemented by you, can change your life in ways you've only imagined until now. I want to welcome back our avid Perspective listeners, and I also want to thank our P1s and all that listen to Perspectives on a Sunday basis, as well as for all those new listeners. We're so happy to have you tuned in, and I believe you'll be making this a usual free mind Sunday experience. So congratulations, looking forward to hearing your perspective. You know, this is the third show in the Perspective series of concentrating on loving what you do and formulating your chosen life path. And that's very important because a lot of times people fail to understand what their life path is, or they never really connected with it, or they always found reasons to not actually do it. So in this series, if you remember the first one, and then the second one, and then now the third one, this one's actually considering the fact of somebody doing something to help other people throughout their career. So the helping of human beings, as well as last weekend was about the helping of animals. You know, most of us are interested to hear what others are doing in their life, and their work life, and personal life, and absolutely everything in between. And this allows the persons and people listening to look within and recognize how they feel about their own life. The process of learning from listening to others' voice about their lives, especially with regards to their chosen career path or life path, is beneficial to others because sometimes it just helps us to learn what others are doing and about new careers and possible paths that maybe we almost took or could have took, or just understanding why a person chose to do something can be really enriching to our own lives. Because a lot of times it's not necessarily you have to do everything, but it's about the fact that you can understand the human condition of why someone chose something. Isn't that why we like to go to the movies all the time and to watch theater? Is because we want to hear the human condition and understand why someone chose their life path. You know, I love to examine the human condition myself and why people choose to do what they do and why they choose to do it. You know, the reason behind something is usually much more interesting than the actual thing or outcome. I'm sure you've heard the saying, reality is much more interesting than fiction, and that is definitely true. You know, fiction in film and in books creates certain characters, and those characters have a certain backstory, and the backstory, though, is thin. So if it's a 90-minute film, you have about a 15-minute backstory that explains that character, explains their feelings, their honor, and their fears. But in life, when you really get to understand somebody and the human condition, you can understand from a beginning, from a life path, throughout a life, to understand a person readily and why they choose their life path. You know, whatever you're currently doing, whatever your title is, do you like your job that you're doing? You know, does it feel like a life journey, or does it feel more like a daily grind? You know, if you love what you're doing, that's great. I'm happy for you. I mean, you've beaten out half the people in the world because, unfortunately, most people hate everything that they do day to day. You know, more people than ever are doing what they love, but for the most part, you know, people are still needing to do what they have to do to pay the bills and to live. However, now, more than ever, we are learning that we can do whatever we love and pay the bills as well. It starts with a lot of work, some blood, sweat, and tears, as some people say, and eventually you have something you love that you love and provides for your life as well. This is the combination that more and more people are looking for, and they're actually looking for it and know when they can get it. You know, the first question a person has to start with is, where do I begin? You know, beginning with realizing what your passion is, what you want to do, and why you want to do it is very important. Once you know that, you can begin to go in the right direction because you know what you want to do, just not exactly maybe with who or whom. And that's the key. So joining me tonight in the studio roundtable is Nathan Pilcher. Nathan is a member of the Dallas Fire Department. He's also a rescue specialist with the Texas Task Force 2. And I got a lot more information on Nathan here in a little bit. But he will be joining us in the second segment, talking to us about why he chose the life path of being a firefighter. And also why he chose to be a rescue specialist, as well as his role in the fire and the extinguishing of Big Tex. A lot of us are sad about that, but we know that he will be rebuilt bigger and better. But he was actually there on the scene, first response. Also joining us later tonight is Cynthia Smoot. Cynthia will be telling us about where we need to go and what we need to do for this coming up week in her segment, Out and About with Cynthia. And I'm looking forward to that, being that we have the Halloween festivities coming, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering what to do and where they can wear their costume. So that's important. But when we come back after this short break, we're really going to be focusing on a chosen life path, and especially when somebody chooses a life path that is kind of bigger than themselves. It's about helping other people. It's about saving other people, for that matter. And so it's going to be very interesting. Nathan's going to be at the studio roundtable, and we're going to have a really great discussion, and I can't wait to hear a little bit more about what happened with Big Tex on Friday. So stick around. When we come back, we'll have all kinds of information to talk about. So stay tuned. Keep the dial at 570 AM or keep it at KLIF.com. Or if you're listening on iHeartRadio, that's swell too, because that's how I record my shows for myself as well. So have a great time, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Thank you.
Our senses are bombarded daily with information from many media sources. We can't always choose what we're exposed to, but most of the time we can. What you allow yourself to view, read, and listen to are very important choices, which should be chosen wisely. Does this ring true with you? If so, you'd probably enjoy reading the blog of author and life coach Ashley Burgess. Visit ashleyburgess.org and check out her life coaching skills at work, where she discusses family, career, friends, significant others and romances, recreation, fun, health, finances, personal growth, including spirituality, and the physical and mental environment around us. Ashley writes about how to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her readers' lives. Go to ashleyburgess.org today and sign up for her blog. You can achieve the life you've always dreamed of having. Visit ashleyburgess.org today.